Geeks. 5 Opinions. 1 Podcast. Nerdgasm War Network. Where we do nerd shit!
Welcome to Nerdgasm Noir Network. It's me, Dee, and I'm here with Melissa and JP, and we're here to talk about nerd shit. How are you ladies doing?
The most.
As per usual for you.
Sorry.
I'm just kidding. I heart you. I'm just kidding.
I heart me too sometimes. A lot of caffeine.
Whatever. How are you, JP?
I'm better than I was a couple of hours ago.
Well, what happened
Work happened a couple of hours ago, so it was something I had to fix that was totally messed up, and I was mad that someone totally messed this up, and I worked on it the whole entire day, so I was very mad, and then when I found out there was another set that was also messed up.
Another set of shit you had to do?
Yeah, and I was like, you know what? Bump it. I don't even care. I don't care.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Someone else is someone else's problem now.
I'm so, so sorry. Well, if it makes you feel better, today was the longest day in the world for me. And I was telling you guys the story earlier, but yesterday I managed to torture myself with fucking Starbucks coffee on accident. That was the dumbest mistake I had ever... why did I make that dumb mistake? Not Starbucks coffee. You know I love Starbucks. I mean McDonald's coffee. Those McDonald's coffee.
I was waiting. I was like, wait, what?
Starbucks, it's not the best coffee in the world, but it's, you know, it's good. A lot of people say it's too sweet, but I like stuff on the sweet side. That's fine. McDonald's coffees taste like, you know, the noises, you know, the buzzing sound that bees make?
Mm-hmm.
That's what their coffee tastes like. It tastes like fucking bees. And I hate it. I absolutely hate it. But anyway, welcome to Nerdgasm Noir Network. As usual, you can follow us on everything. Go to nerdgasmnoir.net and see where you can follow us at. All the social medias, all of... what is there anything other... anything else on the internet besides social media nowadays? Do you do anything else?
Go to websites?
What websites do you go to that's not Twitter?
I go to nerdgasmnoir.net. That's where I go.
Hi!
Look at that shit!
I want to take a moment to just appreciate what JP just did right there. She pointed you to our website, nerdgasmnoir.net. There you can find articles and cool nerd shit from us. Summer of 8-Bit's happening. We got it this year. We didn't get it last year, but I'm not going to hold a grudge. So definitely make sure you check that out on the website. You can also find links to follow us on Google+, Facebook, Tumblr, Pinterest, Twitter. Is your mom.com a place? It is now, and apparently you can follow us on there. You can also find our RSS feed or pretty much any other manner of business. Any other... Jeez, well, I was doing so well. How many weeks had I gone without my brain just shutting off?
Okay, so I'm just going to do this for you since you was doing so well.
Thank you. So, basically, long story short, follow us on everything. The way you can find out how to follow us on everything is to go to nerdgasmnoir.net. So, ladies, anything cool happening for this episode? Are we doing anything interesting or whatever? Whatever. Yes, no, maybe so.
Wait, what? Huh? What'd you say?
Are we doing a special episode today?
Oh, well, I asked people to send in questions. So, because it's not a lot of shit to talk about, so.
Not a whole, there was news today, but it's only good news. I saw news today, but it's only news that I would care about, because Kia's not here to talk with me about video games, so.
You know, if Kia's
I heard a spoiler from True Blood.
She can come on the show, get off her break early. I'm just saying.
If she wants to leave that break early, she can leave early.
But anyway, so because this is straight late and it's my fault, I wanted to do a thank you to Ama for his donation. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Speaking of that, if y'all want to give donations, that'll be appreciated, because like web space and, you know, audio space is not cheap, so.
Nah, you guys. So, definitely, if you want to donate to us, you can actually find the donate link on nerdgasmnora.net. Oh, not as smooth as JP's earlier, but, what can we get into? Oh, wait. Okay, so I saw people tweeting about True Blood over the weekend, and I laughed because I've stopped watching. I officially do not give a shit. I haven't watched the last two episodes. So please, Melissa, spoiler alert if you care, which I doubt you do, but please spoil True Blood for us really quick.
Okay, so because I did not watch True Blood, I only heard about it. This will be a quick review. What?
Then I guess I'm going to do it, because I actually watched it.
I was about to say, you watched it?
Yeah, I watched it.
Oh, dear.
You're more qualified than I am.
So, this is going to be short. Fuck True Blood. That is the whole episode. Fuck True Blood, because True Blood said fucked us. That's what True Blood did in that episode. So, I guess y'all actually want to know what happened in the episode. So what happened was we found Eric, and Eric's is sick, and then we have flashbacks about we had to do a Sophia choice between Pam and some French chick that he was in love with, whatever. But he picked Pam, and now he's all ready to die and crap. So.
What? This is new and, like, wait a minute. This doesn't even fit with the frickin' season before. Was it the season before last or last season? Where we go into Pam's past.
I guess the season before?
Alright, well, fuck continuity, I guess. But continue.
Look, this was when they was together for, like, 18 years or something like that.
And so they were together, and then
this was when Pam was his prodigy for 18 years,
right? And then he met this French girl and fell in love with her. And is that before or after he started making out with his sister?
I think that might have been before.
No, it had to have been after.
I don't know. Maybe they took breaks from making out with each other. I don't know.
I'm just trying to.
I think it's a break thing. Vampire, look, he's lived a very long time.
Look, all I know is he really liked the human French girl because she was smart and in school, and the father owned a vineyard. So it was like, hey, I'm going to chill out with this French girl because I really like her. Nora could have been finding her own. She could have been in Argentina finding her dude and just like, I meet you in 10 years and we can make out again. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just lost my whole thought. Oh, yeah. He had to do Sophia's choice because what's the vampire society? What is it called? The authority.
Vampire Academy?
No, ma'am. So authority came because apparently Eric was like, bump paying my vampire taxes.
Vampire taxes? Nobody informed me that there were vampire taxes.
Apparently they pay taxes. So he wasn't paying it. And he was like, F you. I ain't paying shit. Because I guess they were trying to pay for the Japanese company that was making a True Blood. So they was like, we need everybody to fall in line so we can go mainstream. And Eric said, fuck you. But the, I guess, people from the corporation, their representatives came to convince Eric to fall in line. So they, you know, held up Pam and French girl and said, look, you gonna have to pick one who you want to die. Eric was sitting there like, oh crap. He's like, look, kill me, let them live, because obviously you have beef with me. And they was like, no, dude, we want you alive. He's like, fine, I'll fall in line, can you let them go? And they was like, no, we gonna have to kill one just to make the point. So of course he saves Pam, kill the French girl. And you see Eric, very handsome, sad face. So, anyway. So that was that storyline. Next storyline is Tara's mom being a drug addict over V. So she tricked Eric's latest progeny. What's her name? Maria? Mary? Whatever.
That other girl?
Yeah. So
she just got here and nobody cares already. Right.
So we all know that she tricked the girl into giving her vampire blood because she's trying to see Tara. So she's freaking out, and the Reverend's like, look, I like you, you know, but I'm going to be honest, my wife is a drug addict. It don't matter what kind of drug, whatever, she's an addict. So just like I don't keep alcohol in the house, I can't let you stay here. So he's like, I'll feed you before you go. You know, but I appreciate your help, but she's going to try to trick you again into giving her blood, and we don't want this shit to escalate. So the vampire girl got kicked out of the house, but it wasn't that bad because she kind of understood, like, okay, this lady is straight tripping off of V. So, also the townspeople little mob got real short lived. That shit was short-lived as hell. So they saw Sam and his vampire that he's supposed to go around with. So they stopped them. And then they shot Sam's vampire. And Sam, you know, flew off. He turned into a hawk and flew off. And then later on, Andy... Jessica, Jason, his crazy chick, heard about that, was worried because Sam was missing for a while. So they went down the same road. They saw Sam's truck. And then here's the mob again. Talk about, okay, we going to kill all the vampire, blah, blah, blah. And then Holt's mom was trying to be all big and bad because she wanted to kill Jason and Jessica. She wanted to kill Jessica first. So she was about to, you know, put her gun on Jessica. And Jason's crazy girlfriend was like, I am so tired of this shit. Straight up gutted Holt's mom.
Oh, finally.
Yeah. I was like, well, that was coming for a while. And after she gutted her, everybody, all the guns that they had, talk about, yeah, we can protect ourselves. Those motherfuckers ran the hell off. And as they ran off, they got picked off one by one by the Hep V vampires. I was like, see? Dummies. And speaking of the Hep V, so as we all know, what is her name? Holly and what's the other girl? The redhead? The other redhead?
Arlene.
We all know they got locked in the basement at Fantasia. So, because the vampires kind of lost a human, they was like, okay, we have to go get another one because we have to feed at least every hour and we don't got enough people. So, they was like, well, our hour's going to, you know, run out when we go looking for hunting. He's like, well, we just take one of the humans. So they took Holly. So,
oh, no.
Yeah, they took Holly along with her so they can feed on her while they're hunting. So that's when you see Holly and the Hep V vampire snatching up the stupid townspeople that thought they was going to do some mob action. So Holly kind of wanders off because they left her alone while they went to grab up, all, snatch up all the humans. So this brings us to Sookie's stupid ass. So we all saw the last episode that Sookie went to over to, fuck, what's his name? Bill's place. Because she has some great idea. You know what her idea was? To use herself as bait, get captured, and then Bill can follow where Sookie is. Because she's like, okay, if I give you some of my blood, you can feel where I am. Or wait, if he give, yeah, no, the vampire thing.
Right.
So Bill is like, I don't think this is a good idea, but whatever. I can't stop you because you're going to do the shit anyway. So Alcee wakes up out of, wait, as she gets out of the shower. Realizes Sookie's not there. He's like, oh, god damn it. Because he knew that she did a stupid idea. So he went over Bill. Bill's not there. So he finally sniffs them out. And realized that Sookie's stupid butt was going to make herself bait. And he came just in time when the Hep V vampires were about to grab Sookie. Because they saw Bill up in a tree. Knocked him off the tree. Bill got a couple of them, but, you know, considering how many it was, they was about to snatch up Sookie. Then you see Sam and Alcee get the other ones, and Sookie is covering Hep V vampire blood. So they was like, all right, we need you to wash yourself out of stream. While this is happening, spoiler alert, suddenly you hear two shots, and you see Alcee with two bullet holes in his chest, and he falls down dead.
I wish I could say I'm shocked, but yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. So he's dead, Sookie dumbass crying, blah, blah, blah. And so everybody shoots back. So Andy and I think Sam and somebody else, and Jason shoots back into the bushes. And when they go through, I think it's one of Holly's sons. Yeah.
They shot Holly. I care more about Holly's son than I cared about Alcee. Isn't that a mess?
Right. So this is the older one.
I don't understand why.
Well, this
because
is
the he's a baby.
Well, this is the older one. The younger one was with the Andy's fairy daughter. Because he was the one who went with her to warn them about the mob action. So Andy told his older boy, he's like, if you're ready to pull the gun, be ready for some consequences. So when Andy went through the bushes and saw it was Holly's older son, he's like, I told you when you pull the trigger, you was going to pay the consequences. I kind of thought that was kind of badass. Because Andy is the only one that I feel like makes any sense in this goddamn story.
And that's a goddamn shame because Andy has been a fuck up seasons 1 through 5. Why all of a sudden? All of a sudden, he's got some sense in him.
Right. So, what the fuck else happened? Oh, Lafayette. Okay. So, I say the best part for us. So, Lafayette is chilling in his place, listening to 70s disco music and getting high. So, that part made me happy. And Jessica's boyfriend, what is his name?
I don't know that dude.
Okay, Jessica's boyfriend, because I figured he'd be killed by now, so I never bother remember his name, came to knock on Lafayette's door and say, hey, do you still got some more weed? And Lafayette, well, no, we smoke up all the weed, but I got pills. And Jessica's boyfriend was like, damn, you know vampires can't swallow pills. And Lafayette, like, oh, really? So Lafayette was...
Is that true? I feel like that's a line.
I guess it is kind of true. They can't swallow pills. I don't know. But anyway, so I guess this dude grew up, he got turned to a vampire in the 70s.
Yeah.
So Lafayette was like, yeah, so what was the last pill you took? And he was telling her about this pill that made you feel like you was waves and stuff like that. And Lafayette's like, okay, I know what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to mix these up and we're going to have you riding the waves. And dude was looking at him. I told you, vampires can't swallow pills. He's like,
that's a lie. How do they drink blood? I'm sorry. It's just so stupid.
Maybe it's just because it's maybe solid. Maybe they can't swallow solids.
That's a stupid thing to add to the vampire lore.
I don't
right. Look, stupid I don't, thing look, to add to the I'm vampire the lore on the last the season crap. When you really just need something to make this scene progress. Like,
look.
It's like,
look, and somebody said in the chat room they might not have anything to digest the pill.
How do they digest the blood?
Ma'am, you are asking questions that I doubt the writers even bother thinking about, so...
I guess.
Anyway, so Lafayette said, hey, you don't have to worry about doing the swallowing. I will. He's like, just give me 20 minutes, and then you can see... I know, right?
Nasty! Your name.
No way I was gonna let that pass. No way. There was absolutely no way I was gonna let that go.
I knew it.
So... I, honestly, he did say, you not going to be the one doing the swallowing. That's
you're nasty.
So he's like, give me 20 minutes and I'll feed you. So then you see him later, both of them high as hell. And it looks like they was about to, something was about to happen. I'm just saying, I feel like this is going to happen, that they going to just get down. Because Jessica's boyfriend was kind of, you know how when you touch somebody gingerly? So he was doing that to Lafayette. And Lafayette was like, are you, you know,
into that kind of stuff?
So dude was like, well... yeah, but I'm with Jessica now, so I shouldn't do anything with you.
Then why are you trying? Like, what are you doing?
That's the look that Lafayette was like, well, dude, you need to slow your
roll. Get the hell up off me.
Right. And so, but I guess because he was high and stuff like that, they was both still high. So they both kind of fell asleep. So... Jessica's boyfriend woke up, and then he was trying to say something to Lafayette. He's like, hey, Lafayette, how you feeling? And Lafayette wasn't responding. So Jessica's boyfriend freaked the fuck out and would start shaking Lafayette, like, Lafayette, Lafayette. Lafayette's like, what? What? He's like, I thought you OD'd. I swear I thought you OD'd. And Lafayette's like, I'm a professional, but I like the fact that you was concerned about me.
That's a mess.
So I feel like they gonna do it eventually. Because he was talking about how when he's with Jessica, he feels like he's not there. Because she has something else on her mind. And like they, like even though they have sex and stuff like that, he just feel like he's invisible to her. And then Lafayette said, well, maybe the person who's not there is Jessica.
That's a problem.
I feel like this is going to happen because, like, you have, I guess he's a bi vampire. So, and he keep looking at Lafayette like, hey, what's up, boo? So, yeah.
That'll be fun. I just want to see that. Can we just condense the show into that?
Yeah. And, like, so, and it's kind of been confirmed that I think Jessica has Hemp V because she got shot in the shoulder and it wasn't healing right away. Actually, it didn't heal at all. Because Jason was like, how come you're not healing? And she's like, I don't know. So, yeah. I don't think Jessica's boyfriend's going to have to feel guilty much longer if Jessica bites the dust.
Well, at least remember they didn't add like Jessica. I like Jessica.
I remember when she first came on, I feel like we're already doing her In Memoriam episode. But I remember when she kind of got on my nerves. And then I started to like her a whole lot. And now she's probably going to die.
She was when she first came, like the first season she was there, she was kind of annoying because she kept getting in trouble.
Yeah. She's like Bill's kid sister, and who wants to see that?
Yeah.
But then Hoyt started reading comic books to her over the phone. Which was so Hoyt. Even though, now that I think about it, that Hoyt and Jessica age gap was...
It was... Because how old are Hoyt and Jason?
They've got to be in their early 20s. If not mid-20s by now.
I think they were mid-20s.
They were out of high school. They were out of high school, and I believe Jessica was like 16.
Jessica was 17.
17?
Yeah.
Okay. Still creepy, though. Like, it's still...
It's very creepy.
We just overlooked that because him reading comics to her over the phone at the time.
It was cute good. until it dawned on you, oh, wait, he's a lot older than her.
And it took me a minute to figure it. I was like...
Right, it's not like she'd been... like 17 for years and years and decades. She's technically still 17.
She's literally like she's literally 17.
How long has it only been a year in these past 6 years?
I think there was at least one skipped year. Remember she went to the fairy world. Suki went to the fairy world and was gone for a year, and
that was like 6 months or something.
No, it was like a year. It was because that's when Jason started working for the police force, and yada yada yada, whatever. But yeah, I'm not excited about the show at all anymore.
So that's it. I don't give a damn about anything else.
So Alcide's dead. And now it's just a bunch of people I don't really care about.
So I think what's going to happen is I'm going to watch the rest of the season. I'm just going to skip to the parts with Lafayette and Jessica's boyfriend.
That sounds like a plan.
Because I don't care about anything else in this show.
That sounds like the correct plan, actually.
Well... unless they have a scene where Eric is not clothed, then I'll stay on that part.
Is he still technically alive?
He's still alive. He just Okay. So Eric was just gonna lay there and die, and then Pam told him that what's the church lady's name? That was doing Jason.
Oh, what's her face?
Yeah.
What's his name's wife?
Yeah. So she told Eric that, guess what? She's still alive. Jason didn't kill him. So suddenly Eric got up. He's saying, okay, let's find her. So, and apparently the authorities looking for her too, because she ended up being at this, I don't know if the guy is... at this yoga guru place. I don't know what religion is supposed to be. But she was doing the guru of that place.
I don't know what place.
Yeah, I don't know either. But he got killed by authority while she, she went to go into his wine cellar. But the wine cellar is like, it has a fake wall between the rooms. So you wouldn't think it's another room there. So that pretty much saved her life from the authority. But anyway, that's it.
Yep. Don't care. That's not true. I'm gonna try and watch. I really, really am. Just not anytime soon.
I'm gonna marathon it at the end.
Why would you do that yourself? Like a plan. Why?
So you can get it over with?
Yeah. But in fact, I'm gonna say marathon, I mean I might watch like the last two episodes of the season.
Oh, and that's it. Somebody put in the chat Sarah Newland. That was the lady's name.
I don't know why we care about her still.
Yeah, I don't know why we care about that either. My mom just walked into my room and whispered something, and she doesn't realize that she's close to where my microphone is, so everybody can hear her. Everybody say hello to my mom!
Actually, I really can't hear her, but whatever.
I didn't hear her at all. Like, you just, like...
So you just anyway. Called your mom out for nothing.
I just wanted to embarrass her. So anyway, yeah, so... Anyway, True Blood is not happening for me anymore.
Alright, so that's it for True Blood. So, are we going to do Q&A or are we doing a post-noir Q&A?
Do we have cues for A-ing?
Yeah, we have cues for A-ing.
Okay. We can do post-noir Q&A because...
Okay, so people, I guess we had a short episode this week, so maybe we'll be back in a minute. So, Deanna, do your thing.
It's time to wrap up this episode of Nerdgasm Noir. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Nerdgasm Noir. You can also follow each of us individually as well. The three of us here, we have Melissa, who's at Black Girl Geeky. We have JP, who's at Ice Tiff. And we have me, who's at Nani Cool J. You can also follow the other two ladies at The Way of the Id for Jamie and at The Last Storm for Kia. Thanks for listening.